turn 10. It is 6 of 7 doom, and we... Oh, not again! For the love of God! No more interrogations! Hello, Arkham Horror fans. This is your game of the day. Remember that you can get in on the fun by heading over to surveymonkey.com, filling out the three quick questions, and letting me know which investigators and scenarios you would like to see me play here on the channel, and I will do my very best to bring you those games. If you like this sort of content, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps out the channel a great deal. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel who have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these playthroughs. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's play some Arkham Horror LCG. On today's Game of the Day, we have a special treat. User WJR wanted to see me play Body of the Yithian, and you know that what that means. We are off to City of Archives. WJR put the stipulation that I play Body of the Yithian with one of the skill-focused investigators, either Silas Marsh or Amanda Sharp. And so we are going to tackle this with Amanda. I have not played Amanda in just by herself, and so playing her as a Body of a Yithian shall be interesting indeed. We have a deck here called Amanda's Sharp Knife by Calprinicus, a prolific deck builder over on ArkhamDB. I will leave a link to the deck in the description down below. Make sure you head over to ArkhamDB, check it out, give it a like and a favorite so it gets a little bit more play. This is not only an Amanda Sharp deck, it is a combat-focused Amanda Sharp deck that is also has curses. So we are not only playing Body of a Yithian, but we are playing a cursed Body of a Yithian, which is new indeed. The deck contains Dream Diary of a Madman Machete. We've got Research Librarian in there to find the Dream Diary. We've got Scientific Theory, which I believe is the first time I've ever played this card. One of the, what are they called? The name will come to me. It's got Versatile, of course, so we can play the Machete. We have... Astounding Revelation, Deep Knowledge, Gaze of Arach, Manipulate Destiny, the Gaze and Manipulate Destiny, of course, being ways of attacking enemies, Deep Knowledge, getting curses. We've got Practice Makes Perfect to get all our skill cards, Tempt Fate to add curses and blesses to the deck. The skill package is Guts, Inquiring Mind, Manual Dexterity, Overpower 2 from the Nathaniel Cho starter deck, Perception, Promise of Power, Unexpected Courage, and Vicious Blow. So lots of wild skill icons to commit to skill tests. I did make one change to Calprinicus's deck. His deck uses Favor of the Moon in order to seal curse tokens on it and then use those. I do not have access to that card yet on Octagon. So I changed that out for two copies of Shortcut, which will come in handy in this particular scenario because there is a lot of moving around required. So it seemed like a pretty good change. This deck requires 26 experience points, so we're going to have to add three weaknesses to the deck, which is never good, but we shall see how it goes. We are set up and ready to go in Octagon. I hope that you enjoy this game of the day. It is unique. That is for certain a cursed Body of the Yithian run. So we have Amanda here. We opted to kill the Yithian Observer. So we are starting the game in the interview room. Restraining chamber. I should just check if there is any other text that comes with that. If we resisted captivity, we begin play at the restraining chamber. We place the Yithian in the Yeah, okay. So we set this thing up properly. Of course, we had to go through our deck at the beginning of the scenario and remove all unique item assets. We don't have any of those. Neither the machete nor the dream diary are unique. However, due to the text on Agenda 1A, we cannot play item assets until we advance. So we need two clues to advance. We are playing standalone, but we are going to be using the hard side of the scenario card. Skulls are -2, and if you have five or more cards in your hand, you automatically fail. The cultist and elder thing are -2. Place one of your clues on your location, and the tablet is -3 for each point you fail by. Discard one random card from your hand. So I think we are ready to draw our weaknesses. We need three of them for this one. So let's see what we get. Look at that. Randomly pulls Dread Curse. Of course, we get to add five curse tokens to the bag. So that that actually plays into the deck's strengths. So that was a nice pull. Let's see what else we get. We get Reckless. This is the weakness from the Winifred Habimok starter deck. Commit only to skill tests you are performing that has no other cards committed to it. If this skill test fails, we have to return it to our hand. If Reckless is in your hand at the end of your turn, reveal it and lose two resources. Now, this is going to be... this could be very difficult to deal with in this particular scenario. I don't know how we're going to get rid of this. So we're basically going to have no resources for most of the game. I'm not too sure how that is going to affect us, because we'll probably never be able to get rid of this, barring a lucky pull from the chaos bag. Or we get scientific theory down and pump a skill test with resources. So that's a tough one. And our final weakness is going to be... cannot be narcolepsy. That is multiplayer only. It will be chronophobia. Good old chronophobia. We will take... we put it into play in our threat area. We will, at the end of our turn, take one direct horror, and then we have to discard chronophobia. So, very interesting lineup of weaknesses. The Dread Curse is obviously welcome, considering this is a curse deck. The Reckless, however, is that could be a difficult one to deal with. And Chronophobia is a known quantity. So let's draw our opening hand and see how we do. If I can do the right keystrokes here. So we cannot play items, but we don't have that many items to worry about. We have a lot of skills, however. We've got Overpower, Inquiring Mind, Promise of Power, Tempt Fate, and Astounding Revelation. Well, the Astounding Revelation is obviously getting mulliganed. I mean, we can keep Inquiring Mind, keep the Promise of Power, keep Tempt Fate. That adds a lot of curses to the bag. But we don't really have our curse tech yet. Mainly Manipulate Destiny and the Gaze. So let's mulligan the Overpower. Do we mulligan the Tempt Fate? That's a good question. No, let's fill the bag as fast as we can. So we'll go for two. We're just going to draw two cards. We get Obscuring Studies. This is Amanda's signature event. It has three wild skill icons. Fast play: when you initiate a skill test, return the card beneath Amanda Sharp to your hand and place Obscure Studies beneath her. Now this is interesting. We can't use this in to do Amanda's blank. So this is basically three wild skill icons, And we get Vicious Blow. That should be Vicious Blow 2. So I put the wrong Vicious Blow in the deck. I am just going to fix that quickly here. All right, I have fixed that little issue, and we are, I think we're ready to go here. So let's kick this one off and see if we can't pull out a victory. So the interview room, we can parlay to test for intellect or for combat to interrogate the captive mind restrained here. If you succeed, remember that you interviewed a subject. If you fail, take two horror. So I think our first turn, let's throw the Tempt Fate into the bag, throw some Cursed and Blessed tokens into the bag. So we get three Bless and three Curse. And so that is that's a fast action, so we don't have to pay for that. Now we can investigate and grab this clue. So we might as well use the Inquiring Mind. So we're getting six wild skill icons because of the body of a Yithian. So we're going 8v4. Chaos Bag says Elder Thing, that's a -2, so we pass. So we grab this clue, and then we have, that was our first action. Second action, let's commit, let's try to interview this patient. We will interview a subject. So we're going to test four. We can go, let's throw the Promise of Power in there. So that will add another curse token. And we will gain 8 wild skill icons. So we're at 10v4. Chaos Bag says -2. So we succeed. Let's just mark that with a token. So we have interviewed a subject. And that is going to be... We've got one more action remaining. We can go to the Hall of Nakotis. So let's go there. So we will flip the Hall of Nakotis over. Three shroud location, one clue as a free triggered ability during your turn. Choose and discard a card from your hand to move to another copy of Hall of Nakotis. Limit once per turn. So we need one more clue to advance, and then we are good to go. So maybe I usually head into the Halls of Nakotis. Maybe I'll just maybe we'll go check out one of these other interview rooms, see what happens there. So that's going to be our turn. Nothing during the enemy phase. We draw and manipulate destiny. So. If we reveal tokens from the Chaos Bag, we can deal 2 damage to an enemy at our location, or we can heal 2 damage to us. It is turn number 2, 1 Doom of 5, and our encounter card is going to be a locked door that will go on the Halls of Nakotis. It is the card with the most... with the most clues. So that door is locked. Let's go to... So we get our actions back. Let's have Amanda the Yithian move to this interview room. This is... the Ichor-filled chamber, one shroud location with one clue. After you enter this location, test 3 willpower. Fail for each point you fail by. Do I commit something to that, or do I just... I could take 3 horror. Let's commit the obscure studies to that. That's six icons. We will go 8v3. We get an elder sign. That is a, so we're 10v3 and we get to draw a card. That's very helpful. We get another inquiring mind. So let's commit this to the skill test to grab this clue. So we will go 8v1. That's an elder thing. That gets us a minus two. Oh, place one of our clues on our location. When did we draw that other one? I have a feeling I screwed this game up already. Oh, okay. I was worried that I had screwed up there, but I think I drew the first elder thing when I investigated at the restraining chamber. So I do pass this skill test, but then I drop a clue, which is really annoying. So I gain a clue and drop a clue, which is, man, that's awful. Okay, well, we've got one action remaining. I guess we go 2v1, or we can just try to investigate the good old-fashioned way. Or, sorry, we can draw a card, I guess, is the other option. Let's go 2v1. Chaos Bay. Is this a matter if we fail? No. 2v1, we get a plus one, so we do grab that clue with our final action. We will wait till the enemy phase to advance and let us advance the act. So, the Yithian, we put each set-aside location into play, the Great Library, Laboratory of the Great Race, Yithian Orrery, Deconstruction Room, and the Towers of Nakotis. Choose one of those locations at random to put the set-aside custodian asset into play at the randomly chosen location. Okay, so let's go get some goodies here. All right, so we get all of these locations. And the observer. So I will shuffle these up, and then the first location I pull, I will that will be the one that we that will be where the observer is. The observer is in the deconstruction room. So let's bring him to the front. Let's move these a bit over here so we have a bit more room. So the laboratory, I believe it goes something like this. Yithian Oratory, or Orrery, or the Orrery, what a hard word that is to say. The tower and the Great Library. The tower and the. So these are connected to this one here. I believe. Yep. And then these are connected to the North Hall, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So it goes like that. And then this is connected to these two. All right. We have everything set up. Can actually move these ones down a little bit. We'll just put these. Yeah, we'll put these over here. That makes more sense. So then we can go like this, and we have a clear idea as to where the map is. All right. So we advance. The custodian is at the deconstruction room. We need to go get the custodian by parlaying with him. We need to. Yeah, so we need to parlay with him, put one clue on him, and then we get control of him. So now we need to complete the objectives. Three of them need to be true in order to advance. So, found the process, dissected an organ, interviewed a subject, realized what year it is, activated the device, and if we control the custodian. So, controlling the custodian is one thing we can do. We've already interviewed the subject. So we have two, or we have one of the three things we can do. Of course, we want to do as many of them as possible. It makes our lives a lot easier. We will go to upkeep. We draw Gaze of Arrakesh. So we do have tokens in the we have a lot of curse tokens in the bag now. And we will go to the Mythos phase. It is turn three, two of five doom. We draw Captive Mind, test zero willpower. Regardless of whether this skill test succeeds or fails, choose and discard all but X cards from your hand, where X is your modified skill value for this test. So we are going 2v0, but then we have to modify our skill value. Choose and discard all but X cards, where X is our modified skill value. So we need to succeed at this one, preferably. So let's commit the Manipulate Destiny to go 4v0. Chaos Bag gives us another plus one, so we do not discard anything. Our modified skill value was four, five in the end, so we get to keep all of our cards in our hand. That's good. Let's go on to our next turn. We'll get our actions back. Now we need to go. We need to go to the deconstruction room. We also need some clues. So let's go. One to the halls, two to the other halls, three to the laboratory of the Great Race. Two shroud location with one clue. If there are no clues on the laboratory of the Great Race, we can test three agility to manipulate the controls on the technological device nearby. If you succeed, remember that you activated the device. If you fail, place one clue on Laboratory of the Great Race. That's going to be our turn, though. We draw Deep Knowledge. That will come in very handy. We could use some cards. So we will move on to turn four, three of five doom. We will get a Dissonant Voices. No assets or events we can play. So we cannot play Deep Knowledge this turn. We need to get this clue, which would mean we're basically going 2v2, which is not great. I think we're going to draw a couple cards here because we need. Let's draw a card. We need some icons to help us here. There's a research librarian. He's fine, but we can't play the tome anyway, so that's not and we can't play him. Let's draw another card. We get a practice makes perfect. That is pretty good. Unfortunately, we cannot play any events, so we cannot use that either. Let's draw one more card. There is Dread Curse, so the curse total in the bag just went up by five. There are nine curse tokens in the bag. And that's going to be our turn. No enemies to worry about. We get our second weakness, Chronophobia. So we pull back-to-back weaknesses, so next turn we're probably going to have to get rid of that. Mythos phase, it is turn 5, 4 of 5 doom. We draw our first enemy of the game, Keeper of the Great Library. He spawns at the Great Library. And he is a loof. If we find the process or we realize what year it is, he begins to hunt. But activating the device is fine. So we can activate the device if we wish. All right, that is, we will gain our three actions. It is our turn. We're going to use our first two actions to get rid of Chronophobia. That's an easy choice. And then we are going to, I think we investigate here. We will play the Practice Makes Perfect to search the top 9 cards for a practice skill that we can commit to this test. So what do we get? We get a Perception. And we get a Astounding Revelation. So let's grab that. So we gain 2 resources. So we get... We might as well just take the Perception. Make sure I shuffle my deck up. So we commit the Perception, and then if we are successful, we get to keep the Perception. So we're going committing 4 icons. Due to the Yithian, so we go 2 + 4 = 6. V2 Chaos Bag says bless, so we're up to 8 V2. We get another bless, we're up to 10 V2, and then we get a -2, so we go down to 8 V2, but we do succeed. We get to keep the Perception. We gain this clue. We probably should only have one clue. And that's going to be our turn. So if there are no clues on the laboratory, we can manipulate we can activate the device once we once we're ready to go here. And then we can go to the deconstruction chamber. We can get ourselves the custodian. That gets us our third thing. I think in the deconstruction room we can also dissect something. We can dissect an organ. All right, that's going to do it. Let's check the enemy phase just in case. We haven't found the process or realized what year it is, so that doesn't matter. We draw Tempt Fate during the upkeep. We go to turn 6. We are advancing. 5 of 5 doom. Each investigator searches the top 9 cards of his or her deck for up to 2 items and draws them. So we will look at the top, was it top 9? Top 9, right. Okay. Top 9 cards for an item. There are no items in the top 9 cards of our deck. Well, that's unfortunate. So we get no free items. We shuffle the encounter discard pile into the encounter deck. So we shuffle this up. Unfortunately, we whiffed on that. These go back into the encounter deck. And if the custodian is in play and not controlled by an investigator, move it to the location with the most clues on it. So he goes over here to the Halls of Nakotas. All right. So we were going to go to that place. We were going to go to the deconstruction room, but we did not. The custodian beetled out of there. And so we will have to go and get him at some point later. Our maximum hand size is reduced by 2. So we're down to 6 cards in hand. And we want to draw an encounter card. which is another captive mind, test zero, and if we fail, we end up discarding cards. Do we have any willpower skill icons? We have a deep knowledge. I don't think we need to add any more curse tokens to the bag. So let's go all but X, where X is our modified skill value. So we could double. I guess we go, maybe we commit the tempt fate. We go 2, 4, 5, V0. 5, V0, chaos bag gives us an elder thing. We get -2, so that drops us to 3. And we have to place a clue on our location, that sucks. And we have to discard a card. Because we, because our modified skill value. So which do we do? God, I like them all. I'm gonna get rid of the research librarian. I kind of prefer to have the gaze and the vicious blow in case we need to fight anything. We go to the investigation phase. That was so unfortunate dropping that clue because now we have to get it back. Oh, I forgot to draw a card for perception last turn too. Let's do that now. So we get a scientific theory. We will get... So we're going 2, 4, 6, V2. Chaos bag gives us a curse. We will treat it as a +1 and add it back to the bag. So we're at 7v2. Chaos bag says bless. Now we're 9v2. Then we get a +1. We go 10v2. So we draw a card for perception. We get this clue. And that's that. Now we can try to... we can try to manipulate the device. So let's do that. We're going to go 2v3, but we can commit the unexpected courage to go 2, 4, 6, V3. Chaos bag says auto fail. All right, well, there's the first auto fail of the game. If you fail, play. Oh, for Pete's sakes. We place our clue back on the location again. What an annoying pain in the butt. I think we save the scientific theory for next turn and we can spend it. What a waste of a turn this has been. We have one action remaining. Man. I'm going to draw a card, I guess. Oh, there's Reckless. Okay, so now our resources are going to be sapped by Reckless if we can't get rid of it. Where's a good spot? We don't really have a good spot. Actually, what we can do, we have the scientific theory, so we can play that. We can jack the investigate test and get rid of it that way next turn. So that's our plan. It is turn 6. Or actually, I think it's turn 7. We go to the upkeep phase. We go to the upkeep phase of turn six. We draw a guts. We've got to get rid of that reckless now. Now it's turn seven. One of seven doom. We get the Sculler from Yith. He spawns with the most cards in hand, which is me. When he attacks you, we discard two cards at random. If he is ready and engaged with you, we can parlay to attempt to pass ourselves off as a member of the great race. I am not going to do that. I am going to try to kill this guy. Let's fire up the gaze. Let's see. We got nine tokens in the bag. Let's see what the nine curse tokens in the bag. Let's see. See what the gaze can do. Reveal seven tokens from the bag to deal a total of one damage plus one additional damage for each curse token or auto fail revealed to enemies at our location. So we're going to reveal where we have reveal. Does it give us an option to reveal seven tokens or draw X tokens? Just, I guess we're going to have to draw and then add the curses back. So we will draw seven tokens from the bag. We get an auto fail and two curses. So we deal four damage and wipe out the Scholar from Yith. So we need to add the two curses back because of that. So the Scholar from Yith meets our gaze and we deal four damage to it and it dies. That was our first action. Second action, we're going to play... We're going to investigate. We're going to commit the reckless. We're going to play scientific theory. We're going to jack our investigate by five. Actually, we'll go six. So we're going to go six, seven, eight, V2. And if we pass, we get rid of reckless. We get an Elder Sign, so we get to draw a card, and we get rid of Reckless. So that is a relief, because otherwise we would be in tough straits there. We get a Promise of Power. Man, do we try to invest? Do we try to do this device again? We can go 8, 9, 10, V3. We add a curse. We have 10 curses in the bag now. I don't think I've ever had 10 curses in the bag. But we are going, 8, 9, 10, V3. Chaos Bag says... We get a minus two. So this time we succeed and we have now activated the device. The keeper of the great library remains where he is. We draw Manipulate Destiny during the upkeep phase. It is turn eight. Two of seven doom. We draw Cruel Interrogations. We put it into play in our threat area. If an investigator has interviewed a subject, take one horror and Cruel Interrogations gains surge. We take a horror, which takes out our scientific theory, and it gains surge. We cannot take draw actions while Cruel Interrogations is in our... We get another locked door. I believe that just whiffs because there's no No locations with clues besides the one with a locked door. So we will do that. It seems like my table has gotten a little... Let's make it a little bigger. I think we can do that. Just move all these over a little bit. There we go. We should not have a blessed token in the bag. All right. So that was that. We have to get rid of this cruel interrogations if we want to continue to draw cards. So let's do that. We will commit the guts. So we're going to go 2, 4, 6. 6v2. Chaos bag says, to fail. Oh, come on. We get another auto fail. We have two actions left. Let's keep moving. Let's go to the deconstruction room. Three shroud location with one clue. Test 4 to attempt to retrieve a valuable organ. It gets +1 for each clue. So if we can discover the clue here, we can so we have two of the three we need, and then we can do that. We've got one action. We can't take draw actions, unfortunately. Let's try to break this. We'll try to break the cruel interrogation again. We're going to go 2, 4v2. Chaos bag says curse. We will blasphemous covenant that one. Should not be a blessed token in there. So we're going 5v2. We get another curse, so we're going 3v2. We get a 0. So we pass. So we get rid of the cruel intent. We get rid of the cruel interrogation. Should have got rid of it the first time around. I don't think anything happens during the enemy phase. We draw a manual dexterity during the upkeep. We go to turn 9, 3 of 7 doom. We draw another cruel air interrogations. We take another horror and it surges into offer of power. You must either choose one, draw two cards, and place two doom on the current agenda, or take two horror. Man, if we speed this up by two, is it worth two cards? Yeah, I kind of need the cards. I'm low on cards, so we're going to add two doom. This could be a mistake, but we get a dream diary and a deep knowledge. We can't add any curse tokens to the bag, so we can't play that. But we do want to play what did we do? Oh, we did that, right. Okay, so we want to play the Dream Diary. First action, we'll play the Dream Diary for two resources. So when our turn begins, we search our bonded cards for Essence of the Dream and add it to our hand. That's going to be huge. because we're basically getting a four icon card at the beginning of each of our turns. We can try to investigate here. Not good odds, though, with all those curse tokens in the bag. We're going to 4v3. It's not really worth it. What do we do? We have two actions remaining. We played the Dream Diary. We could try to break the Cruel Intentions. Or a Cruel Interrogation again. That would be 4v2. Yeah, let's do it. 4v2. Chaos Bag says 0. So we do get rid of the Cruel Intentions. Or Cruel... Why do I keep calling it Cruel Intentions? I think that's a movie. Cruel Interrogation is gone again. We have one action remaining. I say we draw a card. We get a machete. Okay. Good stuff. That's our turn. That guy stays down there. We draw an overpower. Turn 10. It is 6 of 7 doom. And we... Oh, not again! For the love of God! No more interrogations! Jeez Louise! We take another horror. That's the third one in a row. And it surges into a rotting remains, of course. I have nothing to commit to this. So we're going 2v3. We get a curse, so that's a fail. We can plus one that and add it back to the bag. And then, so now we're going 3v3. We get another curse. So now we're 1v3. We get another curse. So we're like 0v3. And then we get an auto fail. So we take 3 horror. Wow. That is crazy. Three cruel interrogations in 3 mythos phases. I'm not like dreaming of this, right? Well, that changed the game all of a sudden on us. We took a ton of horror there. But we do get, at the beginning of our turn, we get the Essence of a Dream to our hand. What else does this do? While we're engaged with an enemy, it gets plus 2. But that's okay because it's plus 4 when we commit it. So let's go. We will investigate. We will go 4. 2 plus 4 is 6v3 to investigate. There should be no bless tokens in the bag. So we were going... and then we auto fail again! Honestly, gee whiz. All right, so this has just not gone well up in here. Maybe we just try to grab plus one difficulty for each clue on this location. Let's just dissect the organ. Like it's going to be plus, it's five. But we're getting 6, 7, 8. 8v5. Yeah, let's do it. 8v5. We get a 0. Okay. And we get to draw 2 cards because we succeeded by 2. We get an unexpected courage and a shortcut. Okay, so we didn't get this clue, but we did dissect the organ. What did we do this turn? We tried to grab the clue. We dissected the organ. So now we can advance. We've dissected the organ, activated the device, and did the other thingamajiggy. All right, you no longer have to perform any of the following tasks. However, the more you have performed by the time the scenario ends, the easier the transition to your human body will be, and the less likely the process will backfire. Be careful. Place this act in the victory display face up as a reminder. So I'm just going to place it over here. So we'll put 3 on here. And all right, so we are repossession. So we can spend a clue to draw 2 cards instead of 1. If your hand exceeds your maximum hand size, draw 1 additional card. If each surviving investigator has 10 or more cards in his or her hand, immediately advance. Now, technically, we could finish this game off sooner than later, because we've got 3, and since we're playing standalone, there's no impetus to do that, to do more than 3. But I'm going to go for 5, I think. We're going to try to get as many done as we can. Because we'll see if we can't do this. So probably our easiest one is the custodian. Our hand size is going to drop again. We're going to need 10 cards in hand. And we're going to need some clues. Maybe the custodian isn't the easiest way to go. Maybe we go to the orrery, because that, I believe the orrery prevents us from losing cards in hand. So what's the best play here if we want to get like 5 of these done? I think we need to break the cruel interrogations again. So we're going to go, first of all, we're going to go 2. We'll commit the unexpected courage to go 2, 4, 6, 6v2. We get a cultist. That is a minus 2. Place 1 clue on your location. Oh, for Pete's sakes. So we break the cruel interrogations for the 3rd time this game, but we lose our clue. All right, and we're going to advance, which is going to drop our hand size down to 4. I I say we go somewhere else. Do one thing. And then head for the orrery. One, two, three. If we want five, the custodian is the easiest one to do. But we'd need a clue to do it. So we'd need to either investigate here. We need to investigate at the deconstruction room, grab a clue. We can move over to him, do him, discard the clue to parlay with him, and then move back to the orrery. So let me check something here quickly. I just want to see how many in the resolution so we don't turn into like a squid being. So if we fail, we're driven insane. If we complete six tasks, the process was perfected. Five tasks, we get the process was successful. So we need five. So that's what we're going to go for. Okay. So we broke the cruel interrogations again. We get a practice makes perfect. We go to the mythos phase. We are advancing. So shuffle the encounter, discard pile into the... Oh, no. Now we can get to draw all the cruel interrogations all over again. If the custodian is in play and not controlled by an investigator, move it to the location with the most clues on it. Hey, the custodian comes to us. What a guy. Thank you, custodian. So we catch a break there. The custodian comes to visit us, so we just need a clue, and we can do the custodian. Then we could go to the orrery and get our five and be done with this game. We don't have any supplies, so we don't bother with the pendant. Maximum hand size drops to four. So we're going to need a way to draw some cards and get out of this. All right. We draw an encounter card, which is Lost Humanity. Test five willpower. For each point you fail by, remove the top card of your deck from the game. If there are fewer than 10 cards total in your hand, deck, or discard pile, you are driven insane. We're okay there. For each point you fail by, remove the top card of your deck from the game. We're going 2 versus 5. I say we just risk this one. Chaos bag. Oh, we get an elder sign. Look at that. So we get +1 and we draw a card. So we're 3v5. So we discard the top two cards of our deck. So we draw a card, then discard. Oh, it's our weakness. Look at that. Discard top two. Well, shoot. This skill icon subtracts from your skill value instead of adding to it. When choosing a card to place beneath Amanda Sharp, if Whispers from the Deep is in your hand, you must choose it. Actually, this scenario kind of nerfs her weakness. It doesn't matter. We never have to commit this. We never have to commit this to anything. It just stays in our hand. Fair enough. I guess that's one nice thing about being a Yithian is that we don't have to deal with that nonsense. All right, so we need a clue here. We get Essence of a Dream in our hand. Six, seven. We have 7 cards in our hand. We could basically... maybe we could finish it. Could we finish it off this turn? Investigate... deal. Move, move. I think we can do it. Let me see something here. Have we used both perceptions? There's one perception. There's a perception in our deck. So if we investigate, okay, we're gonna play Practice Makes Perfect to search the top nine cards. We get a perception, which we commit. Oh, these cards were removed from the game. They are not in my discard pile. So we're going to go 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10v3 for a clue. We get a minus one, so we grab a clue. We draw a card. Essence goes to our bonded area. We pull back the perception. Now we can try to... we can try to... parlay with the... custodian. So we can converse with the librarian. If you succeed, we can place a clue on it. Then we can take control of him. So we'll play perception. We'll commit perception again to go 2, 4, 6, v3. Chaos Bag says curse, and then oh no. Oh, for Pete's sakes. We drew a curse to go. Oh, this just sucks, because what we did is actually that token won't count because we need to deal with this first. So we were going 6v3. We drew a curse, which we Blasphemous Covenant. So we have to add a curse back to the deck. All right, so we've got seven curses. Now we have to draw a token. I misclicked and drew two tokens, which would have been really bad for us. But we had to add a token before we could do that. So now we're 7v3. We're 5v3. We are 3v3. We are 1v3. Then we auto... Oh my god. So we just drew curse. We added a curse. Curse, 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 auto fail. So we drew 1, 2, 3, 4 curse tokens in a row and then auto failed. So that is that. Wow, that was awful. And we don't get our dude. We draw a card, and then we need to discard down. We can't discard the whispers. So we'll discard that. That. The manual dexterity, the machete, and a vicious blow. That puts us at 4 cards. All right, 1 of 7 doom. It is turn 12. We draw a scholar from Yith who engages us. We can try to kill this dude. We get the essence of a dream back. We will commit the vicious blow. So Amanda is going to try to knock this guy out, knock this dude down. We could parlay with him, but we don't want to do that. We're going to go 2-4-6, 6v2. We draw 0. He takes 2 damage, takes a ton of damage. We waste the scholar from Yeth. So he's dead. We're going to commit the essence of the dream to this parlay test again. 2-4-6-v3. Chaos Bag says we get another 0. So we take control of the custodian. That goes back to our bonded cards. We spend a clue to take control of said custodian. So when the investigation phase begins, if you control the custodian, each investigator at its location draws a card. So we have 2 actions left. We're going to move back to the laboratory. We're going to move to the Yithian Orrery. So while we're at Yithian Orrery, our hand size is increased by 2. And we need... we had to play a shortcut to do that. Move shortcut in. Okay, and our hand size is up to 6. So now we just need to discover the clue at the orrery. Take 2 actions to realize what year it is, and then draw up to 10 cards, and we can finish this off. This guy is still hanging out. Because we haven't done any of the things that... All right, well, upkeep, we draw the research librarian. And that's going to be our turn. It's turn 13, 2 of 7 doom. We draw the Yithian Observer. That's bad news. We draw the Yithian Observer. That is not great. So at the start of our turn, we get the essence of a dream back, and we get to draw a card. We have 2 cards left in our discard pile. So we're going to have to take a horror. We can get back up to 6 cards. How do we do this, man? I hate to die like so late in the game here. We could manual dexterity to evade the Yithian. We evade the Yithian with manual dexterity. We're going 2-4-6-v3. 6v3, Chaos Bag says, Elder Thing. That's a -2, and we place a clue on our location. We have no clue, so he is evaded. So the Yithian is evaded. Now we need this clue. Shoot. We need to grab this clue. We get to draw a card for the manual dexterity. We get a gaze. Would have been better earlier. Possibility of killing him. We'd need to draw three tokens. Okay, so we can try to finish this off like this turn or next turn. We've done four. We're up to four objectives complete. We need to take the double action here. God, it's going to be close. If we had a if we have the clue, we can spend that. Spend a clue, draw two cards. So if we're at our maximum hand size, we go up to eight. Instead of one, if your hand size exceeds your maximum hand size, we get to draw another. So I think we can do it. I think we can do it. We need to discover this clue, though. So let's go. It's four, eh? It's rough. We're two, four, six. Oh, if you're engaged with an enemy, Essence of the Dream gains double. So we can actually double that. That'll be a huge, maybe huge next turn. So we're going 2, 4, 6v4 for a clue. Chaos Bag says plus one. Oh my god. So we grab that clue. We have one action remaining. Do we play the research librarian just to take a horror for us? Yep. We play the research librarian. Might take us a turn to get there, but so that's our turn. We draw an overpower, we take a horror which kills. We'll keep the librarian around. We will take the horror. We're at 6 of 7 horror. We've got four cards in our hand. The Yithian Observer re-engages us. We have an overpower 2. Maybe we just try to kill this guy here. So we shuffle our deck. We took a horror. So we go to the next turn. Turn 14, 3 of 7 doom. We draw Yithian Presence. If there is a Yithian enemy at your location, you cannot investigate that location or trigger action abilities on encounter cards, including this card. Ah, shoot. That's like the worst card we could get right now. Okay, this just lengthened the game by quite a bit. So what we can do, we need to get rid of this Yithian. We could shortcut out. So we get the Essence of a Dream back at the start of our turn. We get a card from our friendly neighborhood custodian. So do we kill this Yithian now, or do we just try to move away from the Yithian? So we cannot investigate that location or trigger ability. So we can't do our fifth one here while the Yithian is here. Okay, so let's play shortcut. This is complicated. We're going to play shortcut to move, free triggered move over to the laboratory. We are going to try to evade the Yithian with Essence of a Dream. So that is going to be, because of Diary of a Madman, we get plus two. So this is eight icons. So we're going 10v3. We get a minus one. So the Yithian is evaded. That is our first action. God, it's so... We move back. Do we think we can beat this with Yithian presence in our hand? That's the issue. I'd have to discard two cards. But if I stay... Okay, if I move back to the orrery, next turn I take a double action to get rid of it. I would have 1, 2, 3, 4. Draw one during upkeep, 5. I get two cards during my turn from the custodian and Essence of a Dream, which would put me at 7. I could take an action to spend my clue, which would put me at 10. All right, we're going to risk it. We're going to move back to the orrery. And we are going to... do we just draw a card? Gives us a little bit more flexibility. We get an Inquiring Mind. Okay, so this is it, I think. We just need to survive this turn. We get a Guts, so we're up to 6 cards. Turn 15, Mythos Phase. Four of Seven Doom. Our encounter card is a Crypt Chill. Test 4, and if you fail, choose and discard one asset you control. Okay. So what do we need? One, two, three, four, five. 6. I'm just going to risk it. I'm going to go straight up. Minus 2. So we failed. I have to discard an asset. We'll discard the Research Librarian. During my turn, I get my Essence of a Dream back. I get a card from the custodian. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I spend a. I take the double action on the Yithian Orrery to realize what year it is. So we're up to 5. And then we spend our clue to draw 3 cards. Where is it here? Spend 1 clue, draw 2 cards instead of 1. And then we, because we're over our maximum hand size, we draw another card. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 cards in hand. If each surviving investigator has 10 or more cards in hand, immediately advance. Woo! So we win. We get our 1. We finished 5 objectives, so we were the process was successful. So that worked out. I hope I didn't make too many mistakes. I always make mistakes in my games, it seems, but hopefully I didn't make too many this time. We'll see. I'm sure all of you eagle-eyed viewers will point out any mistakes that I make. I always appreciate that. I always aim to play cleanly, but between narrating, playing, and monitoring everything, it can get a little bit much. So we did it. We made it through the City of Archives with our with poor Amanda the Yithian. Despite all of the cruel interrogations that we took, we made it. So yeah, I was a little worried there because if that crypt chill test, if we had drawn a cultist or a elder thing, we would have placed our clue on our location and we wouldn't have been able to finish the game. But I felt it was worth the risk. So that was your game of the day. I hope that you enjoyed that one a little bit different for sure with playing Body of the Yithian with Amanda. Having played this deck now, I'm quite eager to take it for a spin in non-Yithian form. It looks like Calprinicus has built a very fun deck. Just a reminder that you can make sure you check out the deck in the description down below. Head over to ArkhamDB, give it a like and a favorite, and let Calprinicus know that you appreciate his fine work. Also remember that if you prefer to listen to these Game of the Days as a podcast, you can head over to my blog, thewhisperindarkness.blogspot.com. Link is in the description down below, and you can listen to them. The episodes also are available on iTunes and Google Podcasts. I will be back tomorrow with another game of the day. I hope that you will join me then. And until then, I hope that you have a fantastic day. Take care out there. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.